Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is different music for Elliot. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. Elliot Shore Parks set to join us. To address, well, a couple things. Number one, or maybe number two, would be OTAs and what he saw at the open practice a couple days ago. But the other thing we need for Elliot to address is an allegation from a listener to the Go Birds podcast. Elliot, how we doing?
So it's so funny. The second that happened during the pod, the first person I thought of was Hugh and your show.
Really?
So, yeah. That's honestly why we can get into it. But
okay.
Yes, I will defend myself.
All right. So you can defend yourself here. I want to find the actual allegation. I believe it's a good listener named Matt who said he was listening to the solo Go Birds pod.
Yes.
And he heard a noise that he considered maybe something. And you seemed to quickly say it wasn't what maybe everyone was thinking there. So, all right, can we hear this? And it's a little bit challenging to hear. So
it's a more, if we're, describing farts, it's probably a more airy fart.
Okay.
Than one that Hugh let out.
Yeah, okay, I understand the difference. All right,
you have to listen.
We
have to strain.
We are, yes. All right, so let's listen to this. And I suggest if you have wherever you are, maybe really concentrate, put your work down, or if you're driving, pull over. This is important stuff. Here it is yesterday, Go Birds Pod. A listener alerted us to this noise.
Cut him at that point with less of a salary cap implication in terms of losing salary cap space. By the way, the table just moved. That was not what you thought it was. It was not a fart. It was the table moving.
All right, can we hear it one more time? Now that you know where you're kind of listening for, one more time, the fart, non-fart from Elliot on the pod.
Cut him at that point with less of a salary cap implication in terms of losing salary cap space. By the way, the table just moved. That was not what you thought it was. It was not a fart. It was the table moving.
All right, as the expert on all things this, Hugh, what was that?
I'm the expert?
Yeah, you've become
on
that.
Farting?
Yeah.
That he was going to stay there.
It was not farting. It did sound like the table. But it didn't sound like Elliot.
Well, here's what I can do. As someone, and I will say, now that I'm the one being accused, I feel bad for Hugh, who has wrongly been accused for, almost a year now about this.
And guess what?
So he's done it twice.
There was another one, too.
He's done it twice now. And
here's another one.
Because when you started to cut weight and all that was not a fart, y'all. That was a thing. I saw everybody looking. No, I didn't fart, though. Neither one.
Well, I was going to say, what I can do is I'm at the same table, so I can move it right now and show you guys. You ready?
Go ahead. That's a different noise. It's a little bit different.
That is not a little different of a noise.
I will, not quite the same. I would tell you this, Elliot. The unfortunate thing about when you try to tell people that it didn't happen, the sound's not the same, and they're not going to get that. Basically, they're going to accuse you of fart. You're not
that heel's going to stay there.
That's what I'm saying. Isn't it?
What you're saying is the truth doesn't matter.
Yeah,
essentially.
WIP. The truth does not matter around here. Elliot, let me ask you this: why did you feel the need to address it so immediately? Because it was slight. Maybe you thought it was louder than it was, but I don't know. If you don't address it, I'm not sure any one of your listeners even picks up on it.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because you guys live rent-free in my head 24-7. And so the second it happened, I could literally hear you guys bringing it up unprompted. But you're right. Had I not mentioned it, I agree, probably wouldn't have been thought of. So that was the only mistake I made was addressing it. Not farting.
All right, we'll take your word for it. I mean, but we're on alert now. I mean, I'm going to be listening
more often
to the Go Birds pod, just and really intently, just so in case this happens again. All right, Ellie,
every listener is a good listener.
That is true. All right, let's talk about OTAs this week and the one you got to attend. All right, a couple things that seem to stand out to me. One, the Bryce Huff situation. So yeah. I think, you know, I saw you and many others say you didn't see him there, right? He wasn't at practice. And then Jeff McClain reported that he hasn't really been at any of the organized team activities or the offseason program. But perhaps this is a mutual decision. What do you know and what do you think is next in the Bryce Huff situation?
Yeah, so the Bryce Huff situation, I think June 1st is a big date in this. After June 1st, the salary cap ramifications of moving on from him change quite a bit. They're not going to release him like today or prior to June 1st, but in a world where maybe they did, they'd lose $21 million in cap space. So they're not going to be doing that. That's not financially smart at this point. But after June 1st, if they trade him, and I do believe there's a trade market for Bryce Huff, like, Eagles fans can think whatever they want of him. A year ago, every team in the league would assign Bryce Huff. So I think there is interest in going in another team acquiring Bryce Huff. And if they do that, they save $4 million in cap space. So you go from having around $25 million to close to $30 million in available cap space. So I don't believe Bryce Huff will be on the roster this season. Is there a world where they bring him to training camp? Maybe, but they have so many options of guys they want to get snaps there. I don't know if they're going to want to give snaps to a guy in Bryce Huff that clearly Vic Fangio, as we saw last year, not a fan of putting on the field. And I think it'd just be better for both sides if they split up.
All right, so you mentioned there probably would be some teams that were interested because a lot of the league would have been interested a year ago in free agency. So what kind of return here? Let's say they could find a team that will take him. Are we looking at anything of note, or is this a seventh-round pick, sixth-round pick, and we're dumping him?
So I wonder if this is a player-for-player trade, a team that maybe has a player that is in a somewhat similar situation to Bryce Huff where, you know, good player, has shown he can be a good player, but maybe doesn't fit for where they are. I could see that. But we've also seen Howie work with the trades that have conditions on them, right? So maybe you acquire a six-round pick that can become a fifth if he does certain amount. If he gets double-digit sacks, maybe he becomes a fourth. And I know people might laugh at the idea of him getting double-digit sacks, but I blame the Eagles just as much as I blame Bryce Huff for the situation that they're in. Now, they won the Super Bowl, so this is not like a huge miss or mistake by the organization, but I just think Bryce Huff, like, once he got in here, they wanted him to be a player that he had not been in his career. They signed him hoping he could develop and become a better run defender, hoping he could become a three-down player. And that's not what he became, and that's not what he was when they signed him. So I think if he goes to the right situation, rushes on third down, you could see him become an effective pass rusher again.
Yeah, but the thing of it is, the money that they gave him, that's probably why teams have been reluctant to get him. Elliot, you think that's the case because you're paying him to be a specialist? Yeah.
Well, so the only thing is the Eagles already gave him that signing bonus check. The new team that acquires him doesn't have to worry about that. Mm-hmm. I don't have it in front of me, but I believe that the team that acquires Bryce Huff would only pay him around $2 million. So because it's only a year out from the contract for the Eagles, that's a big cap hit prior to June 1st. But for the team acquiring Bryce, you actually get him at a pretty cheap salary.
So, Ellie, you mentioned you think that they're okay with all this because they have a lot of players they want to give snaps to. And I understand that, I mean, especially what they did this offseason. Where do you feel about that position? Let's just remove Bryce Huff. Like, do you feel they're strong enough there? Because I look at it this way. I think it could work and it could be good enough with Vic Fangio. And I like some of the young guys, especially Nolan. But I'm just imagining if there's a game Nolan Smith is out, right? And we know he's been banged up a little bit in his young career. If there's a game he's out, who are the edge rushers? We're talking about Jalix Hunt, Josh Uche, and Azeez Ojulari. Feels light.
Yes. I agree with you that for a Super Bowl contending team, which obviously is what they are, they do not have the set of edge rushers on paper that you would look at and go, okay, this is a set of edges that you would feel good about winning a Super Bowl with. Now, ironically, they just won a Super Bowl with this set of edges, right? I mean, Brandon Graham didn't really play in the playoffs.
Well, Sweat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good point. You're right. Sweat. But I would say that I feel good about the future of Nolan Smith. I think Jalix Hunt is going to be a good player. I think Azeez Ojulari is a really good signing, but they don't have any sure things along the edge. And so I completely agree with your assessment that, like, come week four, could we be looking at this and going, man, Jalix hasn't really developed. Azeez, there's a reason he wasn't signed for 2 weeks in free agency. 100%. Now, they also do have good pass rushing defensive tackles. Jalen Carter, obviously one of the best defensive players in the NFL. He makes the edges better. I think Moro Ojomo showed last year in limited snaps that he can be a really good pass rushing defensive tackle. I think with more snaps, he'll be even better. So on the interior, which is important, you know, they are good. But yes, the edges definitely have something to prove.
All right, Elliot, what's your take on the Cooper DeJean situation and how they're going to use him? So he spoke the other day about them getting him some snaps on the outside. You know, last year he played exclusively inside and he was great at it. And there's one school of thought like, hey, he's good at that. Leave him there. But I understand the other side of it where it's like, hey, you drafted him in the second round to be a playmaker. And if he can handle outside, that's more valuable. I'm good with them trying him out there. Where do you come down on this?
So I do understand that being outside is contractually more valuable, but I'm not sure on this team, and really, I would argue in today's NFL, like, it is a ton more valuable if you remove the money part of it. Because if you look at Cooper DeJean, first of all, he'll be on the field for every single snap. So whether he's playing on the outside or the inside, when he is healthy, he will be out on the field. When they're in base, he'll be outside. When they're in nickel, I think he'll move to the inside. But also, a lot of really good receivers travel inside now, right? You look at CeeDee Lamb does it all the time, obviously. Ja'Marr Chase last year lines up in the slot. The Rams move their receivers all around. So having a really good inside corner that can play nickel is very important. I also think his game just translates better to being in the box. He's a physical player. He's a really good tackler. I think you get more value out of that on the inside. And again, he will cover really good receivers on the inside. So he will be on the field for every snap for the long term. I can understand why he would want to be on the outside. But if he plays like he did last year, he will get paid and he will be a difference-making player no matter where he lines up.
Do you think where they play Cooper is more about Cooper or the other people around him? What I mean by that is, let's just say that Adoree Jackson and Ringo are just okay, and they think that Cooper could be just as good or better at them on the outside, and they like what they see from both Sidney Brown and maybe Makuba could play some nickel. Like, my point is he going to be the one, is he the chess piece they can move anywhere and it's about what else is strong, or is it about him?
It's a good question. So I don't think Sidney Brown or Makuba are going to be realistic full-time options at nickel. I don't think Sidney can do it. And Makuba, maybe, but I think they definitely want to try him at safety. And I think it'd be tough to transition him either in camp or early on in the season to a full-time nickel. The player I would keep an eye on, and really one of my main takeaways from being at camp or at practice this week, Mack McWilliams is not the undersized corner that he was made out to be. I know in draft season, we can really get caught up and, you know, if a guy is 6'1 versus 5'11 or, you know, whatever. I just know, having watched cornerback plays for my time covering the team, looking at Mack McWilliams, he is not an undersized corner. And he, I think, is bigger than Avante Maddox was. So I think that at nickel, it would not shock me if they really like what they see out of Mack McWilliams and Keeley and Adoree are struggling, if maybe they consider him on the inside. But I do think, to answer your question, it is more about Cooper, like where Cooper is at his best. And then from there, they can fill in the pieces.
Elliot, let's end with this. And Hugh, I don't even know if you saw this, but I have to imagine, Elliot, you were proud. I saw a couple days ago that there were some graphics out there with OTA quarterback stats for the Cleveland Browns. So now we are.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so we're taking the training camp stats, and now other beat writers are doing the OTA stats. I even saw Colin Cowherd using it on a take on his show. So how do you feel that what you started, the movement, is really going across the NFL?
Yeah. I feel proud. I feel proud to see other beat writers doing what I've been doing for a few years. I think that it's informative, which I think is really good for fans. I would tell everybody that has started to do this that training camp stats matter more than OTA stats. So hopefully we can put those all in proper perspective, but more information, the better. And the last thing I would say is this. We all know last year Jalen Hurts set the franchise record for completion.
Lean into it, Elliot. Lean into it.
He set a franchise record last year. What I now need is, if you're a beat writer for another team, let's see if any other quarterback can beat that record. Let's see if another quarterback can beat it. I don't think anybody can. And if no one does this year, I will start calling it the NFL record for completions in a training camp without an interception.
I'm not mad.
I just can't wait till my FanDuel app has the odds for who's going to go the longest without a training camp interception. And I jump
That's
on
exactly
those.
Right.
Those
exactly
props this right. summer. All right, Elliot, we appreciate you hopping on. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds good. Talk to you guys soon.
All right, there he goes. Elliot Shore Parks there. What is the final verdict now that he gave his I don't know what you call it, I guess defense there of himself?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Do we believe Elliot farted on the solo Go Birds pod?
No, I don't believe he farted. I believe it was a table.
I kind of believe him. I kind of believe it. I came into it thinking he farted, and then I heard him, and then he did the chair, and he did come across, and maybe I'm being fooled, he did come across, I thought, honest in his response. I'm letting him off the hook. I don't think it was an actual, unlike Hugh, I don't think it was an actual fart. Kyle, do you believe Elliot?
I do.
I do too.
Yeah, I thought his explanation for, like, learning from Hugh's mistakes.
Yeah.
Really?
Is,
that's what we're doing.
Well, also, yours was, like, way more pronounced.
Totally.
And this first one, like, there's no question in my mind this is a fart.
That he was going, stay there.
It's so
like, that's so
it's
bad.
It's the pause in your own talking. Like, you almost knew it was happening. You paused, it happened, and you try to plow through that.
Not a fart.
Well,
but I mean, again,
he wasn't.
Like, he, like, because when you're starting to cut weight and all that, that was not a fart, y'all. That was a that was a thing. I saw everybody looking.
We're here now. So, you know, it is what it is.
The addressing it is one step removed from what the Jaguars' former general manager did.
Excuse me.
No, he farted.
He
had what you call the bubble guts.
Yeah.
Yeah, he probably needed to go to the toilet after that.
I need to find that full. Yeah, hold on. Because that is one of the funniest press conference moments I've ever heard. Like, for him to stop.
This the new GM or the old one?
No, the old GM.
Yeah, that's how you knew the tenure was over.
Still got a couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final board yet.
Yeah, he sounded like he might need to check his drawers.
That's how you know the tenure is about to be over.
Excuse me.
Yeah, that is rough. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, so what do you think about Elliott's thought of Bryce Huff and that they could get something real back for him? I mean, I don't know.
I mean, he there's something to that, but to have, like, I understand he said the Eagles paid the biggest part of the nugget. I get that.
They did, yeah.
But
it wouldn't cost the next team as much money.
But I'm assuming this year, I don't know what his number is. What did he sign, like a 3-year deal?
It was about $351 million, yeah.
So,
I'll find the base salary this year.
But it's going to be somewhere. I don't know what the base salary is, but put it like this. It's starter money. Like, if you're putting Bryce Huff, you're paying Bryce Huff starter money to be a specialist. That's where I think it's going to be tough for the Eagles to move him.
So I think they might be able to move him to a bad team that has extra cap space. It's like a lottery ticket. I'll give you a team like Carolina, right?
Yeah. But again,
but you're not. I don't think they're getting anything back. It's going to be a seventh round pick. It's a dump.
But that's what I'm saying. Take him. You're taking a player that, if you're looking at it and you're being realistic, you asked him to be something. You paid him to be a starter.
Yeah.
And he's not. He's a specialist. That's where Bryce Huff got over on. Well, he won in this. He's probably got starter salary.
So I don't know.
The base is 1.17 million.
Yep. So that's the base, but the cash he's owed this year, which also matters to teams and owners, yeah, right? Cash flow. He's owed 16.7 million. Now, I don't know how much of that the Eagles have paid already in this calendar year.
Yeah.
But that's the thing.
That's the thing, because it's like, okay, you're talking about the low base, but you still owe him starter bread, like $16 million.
Well, he also has a $500,000 All-Pro escalator that I don't think anyone's going to have to pay this season. So we could wipe that one out.
I mean, yeah, that's the pill. That's the nugget you're going to swallow, because it's like he's going to be. He needs to play. He's going to have to be on the. He's going to have to be.
Here it is. I got it for you. It's the first game of the season. So of his money this year, there is a $15.8 million guarantee that has to be exercised by the start of the 2025 regular season. So if he's on a team, if he's on your team in September, you got to pay him cash.
That's starter money.
Yeah, of course it is.
And you're asking him, Bryce Huff, if he plays 30% of the snaps, which is way more than he played here, that still ain't justifying that $16 million nugget.
So what are they gonna do? Cut him? They told him to stay home. We're like, we can't just bring him back now.
Which to me is surprising, because I thought that, you know, knowing what we thought we knew about Howie, you know, that you don't like to make mistakes and things of that nature. For them to just walk away like that and tell him not to come to camp, that's telling.
Well, it also tells.
Because we all thought he was going to get a bounce back, yeah, or get a chance to, you know, redeem himself. He's not even getting a chance to do that.
No, I think they've moved on. They haven't actually done it yet. Let's go to Jules in Louisiana. What's up, Jules?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Jules?
I went to the early game yesterday, Phillies, and I think we don't have to ask ourselves should the Phillies have hit the guy, because we hit the ball off the bat and injured their pitcher.
Well, that is true. Yeah, he's hurt. I think he's going to be out a while.
Yeah, the baseball gods. I don't know if it's Thor or Jesus or Shrib, whatever god you think it is.
All of them, yeah.
They took care of it. The baseball gods have taken care of it. They injured one of ours. We injured one of theirs.
So that happened. It's
by
not
accident. Ours was by accident.
It's not good enough for me, but you're right. They did get an injury yesterday. You're right about that.
Yeah. So we left that series with one injury. They left that series with one
injury. And theirs seems like it's more serious. That kid might be out a while. All right, so what do you think about Reese? You want him back?
I'd get him cheap enough. I'd take him back.
And I do think it would be cheap, Jules. Now, if he keeps hitting over the next month, perhaps there's a few other teams interested, and then it's kind of like you have to win the bidding war. But I just, based on his position and his contract, I don't think it's going to cost a ton.
We got bigger fish to fry. I don't think that should be on the front burner. That's the back burner.
So what's the bigger fish? Bullpen?
Bullpen, center field. We got other things to deal with.
Yeah, center field is a hole. I mean, I think center field's tough to fill because there's not many center fielders that hit. They're all kind of like Brandon Marsh and Rojas, which makes it difficult. But you're right. They don't have good production there. All right, Jules, what do you got for us? A vacation spot we should check out.
All right. They're not liking us very much, Americans. We're not very welcome in Europe right now. I think. Well, not the people seem okay, but they don't like us as a country right now. So I'm thinking you guys go outside the box. Go to Asia. Go to Chiang Mai, Thailand.
Fabulous. Thailand. You ever been to Thailand, Hugh?
Mm-mm, but I always want to go.
What's there to do there, Jules?
Oh man, it's got. Well, you got the Thai food. You got khao soi, the fabulous Thais. They eat it all the time. You got the mountains. You got the. They got the long neck tribes there. They got the people that wear the chains. Their necks are real long. Go out into the thing.
He's talking about doing culture stuff.
Yeah, it sounds cool. The food is good.
Elephants.
Elephants.
Watch elephants.
You wash, yeah. Watch them or wash them?
Wash.
Wash. No, yeah, they got their legs blown off by landmines in Cambodia. They come over and they take care of them.
Oh, you mean like injured elephants?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow. I didn't even know that was a thing.
I might do that, but yeah. Okay.
You wouldn't wash an injured elephant?
No.
Why?
I wouldn't watch an elephant that wasn't injured.
Well, but that's more understandable because they could be a little dangerous.
Elephants stink and they're big.
But that's why they need to be washed. Yeah, but if this one is
man, listen,
the legs don't work,
it's not pretty friendly.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't tend to do things. I don't know if y'all noticed this or not. I don't tend to do things that
don't
potentially
do
put me in harm's way.
You know, that's what makes Tri-Day funny.
No,
you
I'm not
professional football.
That was different.
What do you mean?
It was a different era. Like, and you know what? To your point,
it was more dangerous then.
Yeah, and you know what? To your point, I remember when I took Hugh to a game. We went on the field. And I was watching the warm-ups. And I remember getting scared because I'm like, damn, I can't believe I did this for 10 years.
I was like, wow, what
an idiot that I was to do this. I think that happens to everybody. Because you realize when you're on field level, when you get older,
yeah,
you're like, damn.
I was part of that.
And it just blew my mind. I remember that vividly. Because the Eagles were playing the Patriots, and they were in town, and I forgot who the linebacker was, but he came up and spoke. And I just remember he was big, tall dude, and I was just like, had the pads on and everything, and I was like, I'm an idiot. I can't believe I used to do, I used to do this for 10 years. I couldn't believe it. And it was that moment. I was like, yeah. And you're right. It was a few things that I used to do that – I just sit back now and be like, damn, I can't believe it. I used to ride motorcycles like a maniac while I played. And to this day, when I watch other people ride motorcycles that can ride, like dip through traffic, I'm worried about them. I'm concerned. Like, for real. Because nowadays, people don't really, they don't watch motorcyclists like that. They don't, they're not aware like they used to be.
Drivers are more distracted now than ever.
Yeah. I'm fearful for those guys. I really am.
Wow, what a change. 180 Douglas over here.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. 215-592-9494. We'll finish up with your phone calls. On Rhys Hoskins, are you upset the Phillies did not retaliate? We got to get to you people who went
viral yesterday.
You people were at the Phillies game holding up a poster, which was awesome to see. Plus, something happened around here lately that has me thinking about who the real Phillies authorities are at this radio station. We'll have that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.